Speculations surrounding her health, despite us being told she'd be taking time to recover until Easter. Our polls suggest that despite her absence in recent months, she and her husband are still the most trusted members of the establishment. Newsweek's chief royal correspondent, Jack Walton, has dismissed any suggestions it isn't her in the video.
Hopefully it will put some of the conspiracy theories to bed. It's nothing I can stop it. Right now, in fact, there's some quite major things. In America, who still don't believe that this is Kate.
Meanwhile, a picture agency's raised concerns about another royal photograph. Getty Images believes a picture of the late Queen with some of her grandchildren and great-grandchildren was digitally enhanced at source. It was taken by Kate at Balmoral in 2022. Britain's Deputy Prime Minister has defended Israel's right to protect itself as tensions grow between the country and its biggest backers. But Oliver Dowden also called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza on humanitarian grounds. Israeli forces have targeted the territory's largest hospital, saying Hamas militants had regrouped there. Here's spokesperson for the IDF, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
Our war is against Hamas. Not against the people of Gaza. We seek no harm to the civilians that Hamas is hiding behind, which is why we will conduct this operation with caution and care.
The Premier League says it remains concerned about bringing in an independent football regulator in England. The bill aims to give fans a bigger say in the running of clubs. The National Grid says nearly £60 billion is needed to fully decarbonise the UK's electricity system by 2035. New cables will be needed to link wind farms with cities. And Bond producers could have found their next 007. The Sun claims Aaron Taylor-Johnson's been offered the role, but hasn't yet accepted. That's the latest.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather. Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now the weather for today, 15 degrees, light cloud and a moderate breeze. Still very overcast in Brentwood, but you might get a little bit of sunshine around about 4 o'clock this afternoon, poking very gently through the clouds.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
I can see you all joining me. Great to see so many of you tuning in. Oh, lovely. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. I was S-Club, or nobody like an S-Club. Oh, you like that song. Well, you like that song. I don't know why I've got a slight accent as developed then. Now, yesterday, what did I get up to? I have to share this with you before I even start anything else. I have to share. I've been watching a lot of DIY stuff on TikTok, which makes you believe that you can knock down walls, do tiling, put in a new bathroom, because you see young people doing it, young girls and boys. You're like, you know, if they can do it, I'm a middle-aged woman, I can do that. I can do that. You know, come on, Michelle, get with the groove. Yeah, whatever. So I went and bought some bits yesterday. I'm going to paint the staircase. I keep promising you. I went and actually bought the stuff yesterday. I think in the garage I've probably got about 20 tins of paint and brushes and other stuff. But I just buy some more. Anyway, so I went to get some. Got some sugar soap as well. I'm not silly. Come on. It was already made up, though, the sugar soap. So forgive me. Anyway, I didn't start doing that yesterday. But as I was walking round, I saw some sealant. And I was like, hold on a minute, that's sealant. And it wasn't the one in the gun. There was a little one, quite pretty actually. And you could put it down, it said it goes over mould. Mould in the bathroom, which I tried to get it off with a toothbrush. Very difficult. And I think also there's a little gap. There is a gap, obviously, between the tiles and the bath. And that's why you use sealant. So yesterday I thought, well, I'll just do one swipe down the bar. I'll just do one swipe, okay? How hard can it be to use sealant, okay? And this was £8 to this one. And it's only a little tiny bottle, but it's got a nozzle on it and all. I was like, yeah, okay. So I started doing it, and the first 4 seconds of me, you know, using the sealant, I was like, I could do this for a living. Start doing bathrooms. I was thinking about getting myself a fan. you know, like you do. Yep, I could do this. And then after that, oh, it went horribly wrong. It went wrong. So I was doing this with the applicator, and then the stuff started to squeeze out on the tiles and on the side of the bath. And I was like, and I thought, oh no, well, I'll go and tidy that up in a minute. And as I got to the middle section where there was all the mould, it covered it, and as I swiped it, it then came back through again. So I pumped a little bit more and just kept pumping all this stuff on the sealant. And then there was a great big mound of sealant. Then I was smoothing it out, and obviously that went up the tiles and on the bath. And then I swept it right the way down. Then I stood back and looked at my work and went, oh my God, what have you done? What have you done? And then I put on my exfoliating glove, which I normally use to exfoliate my body with, and which I won't be doing now. And then went down with that. That kind of didn't really make that much difference. And then because I'd done that, it basically put all of the extra sealant up onto the tile and onto the bath. So there I was with my special glove, clearing all that off, trying to make that neat, trying not to get anything wet, you know, because my glove was wet. And afterwards I looked and I thought, well, one part of it looked all right, but the bit that had the mould still got the mould showing through. So I'm going to have another go later. Now, I put this up on Facebook, and loads of you have been in contact saying, you know, somebody said, I'm a professional, and what are you doing? I'll tell you about that one later, you make me laugh. And a few other people have said, we've had the same thing with sealant. It looks like it's going to be, yeah, I can do that. It's not. I mean, I might get the skill of it. I'm determined to get the skill of it. But we'll see. So that was my attempt. I didn't get to do the stairs. I am going to start doing the stairs. I think I might have a go this afternoon when I get back to the first sort of coat. I think it's probably going to need two or three coats. But I'm going to start upstairs on the little banister up there and then work down the rest of the stairs, because that's where it's going to be a problem. I think what it is, I've got so many coats of paint, it kind of splits a little bit. I know. You know what it's like when you start painting, though, I've got some, I think it's satin I've got, or matte, I don't know, gloss. It's not gloss. It's the paint for wood, hopefully, but it's not shiny. But the thing is, you start and you do things like, this is what happens with me. When I'm doing glossing, I start and I'm precise and I'm there and I'm like, I could do this for a living. I'm thinking about getting a van. And then after about 10 minutes, then I'm sort of dipping the brush in the gloss, not wiping it off, and it's too thick. And then what happens is the paint always ends up bubbling. So I'm going to try not to do it this time. I'm going to try and, you know, do it properly. Oh, is it Peach's birthday today? What a great name. She's a good singer, she is. She does all jazz stuff. I'm going to say happy birthday, Peach. Happy birthday, Peach. Just said that on the Radio 2. Oh, not Radio 2. That would be nice. I wonder how much they get paid on Radio 2. Probably about 150. No, I think a good couple of 100,000, don't they? Yeah. I don't really listen to Radio 2, but I'm sure it's very good. I tell you what I do like, who was on Radio 2, who has been on Radio 2. Her name's gone. Lisa Tarbuck. I like her. I like Lisa Tarbuck. I have listened to her done at my sister's. She's really good. I like her. I've got my Essex Life magazine. Thank you very much, Pam, which I'm having a little look at. It's really nice, actually. I'm just having a little look. They've got a nice new kitchen. That's another thing. You see, all my kitchen doors... when I shut them, they kind of go in on themselves. You know where the stoppers go? And I know you can spray paint them, and I've thought to myself, I can do that. I must stop watching these TikTok videos, because I keep saying to myself, I can do that. And I probably could. Just because I put oil in the car, the pumped up a tyre, I feel as if I can take on the world. But there we go. Now, I've got loads of great new music coming up. Do you know what? I don't actually think I put this in my... I don't think I actually put it into my folder, but I'm going to have to play. Not I have to play. Yesterday I was asking you for your jingles for the show, and I got a few back. One from Mrs. G, which I haven't remixed yet, but I got this one. This is it might be a jingle I play out maybe every Tuesday. But if you'd like to have a go at doing a jingle for the show, make it funny, I will play it. So this is my jingle from Anva. Here we go.
Right, you bunch, got a feeling, got a hunch, gonna beat you to the punch as you sit down to munch. A snack before lunch, you can listen and crunch to Michelle Ward's Eat My Brunch. Phoenix FM. Local radio.
In here.
And
the bass keeps running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect. So when I bust my rhyme, you break your necks. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. The inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl, it's pulling me out. You wouldn't believe how we wow shit out. Till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned out. Act up from northwest, east. Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoned,
come on,
get it started,
come on,
get it started,
get it started.
Let's get it started,
ha,
let's get it started
in here.
Let's get it started.
Control a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it. I hear about it, the P's will do it. Get started, get stupid. Don't worry about it, people want to do it. Step by step like an infant new kid. Inch by inch with a new solution. Transmit hits with no delusion. The feeling's irresistible and that's how we move it.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stupid,
I'm on.
Get started,
I'm on.
Get started.
I'm your kid, stand still, twist and bang your spine.
Just
bob your head like me, Apple D. Up inside your club or in your Bentley. Get messy, loud and sick. Yo, pass on another head trip.
So,
come down now, do not correct it. Let's get ignorant, let's get hectic.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked,
get started,
I'm on.
Get started,
get started.
Let's get it started.
Let's get it started
in here.
Let's get it started.
Ha.
Let's get it started
in here.
Let's get it started.
Ha.
Let's get it started
in here.
Let's get it started.
Ha.
Let's get it started
in here.
And running, running, and running, running, and running.
Trick.
hit a wall. I never felt so low, so low. Like a waterfall, my tears dropped to the floor, the floor. Yeah. Women fools, assaulted crimes, crimes. Oh, what could I do to change your mind? Nothing. I'm bracing for the pain and I am letting go. I'm using all my strength to get out of this wound. I hit a wall. I thought that I would hurt myself. Oh, I was sure your words would leave me unconscious. And on the floor, I did like glass. But I hit a wall. I hit a wall. Watch the fall. You're just another break, and I'm a sentimental. You're just another break, and I'm a sentimental. Yeah, I hit a wall. I prayed that I would make it through. Make it through. I can't survive a life that's without you, that's without you, yeah. And I will rise up the ashes now, the ashes now. For the sparrow flies with just the crumbs of loving still, yeah. I was bracing for the pain.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners can do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 600 9239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Now, you might have seen there's some pictures of Kate Middleton, Princess of Wales, at a farm shop with William, Prince William. And they're all in the papers. So fingers crossed that'll calm that down. We're still waiting for an announcement, though. I wonder what it's going to be. Yeah, it was just really, I don't know. I mean, the photo, I mean, they really have the press and a lot of people on socials have really gone for the Princess of Wales. Horrible. It is really horrible. I mean, it's really, I mean, I don't know whether they read much press. I think there is a temptation if you're well known probably to read stuff, you know, or you get the general kind of, you'll get your press secretary going, there is quite a big kind of, you know, you're trending in the UK, you're trending on Twitter, is not good. But I suppose in a way then you might think to yourself, actually I don't have to explain anything to anybody and I'm not going to. You know, maybe you feel like that, you know, I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, nice to see a picture of her, and I'm sure we're going to get the announcement. Having a look in the papers as well, and I did see this last night, I think this guy is he's absolutely, I've not seen him, I've not seen a film of his, I've seen him, okay? Aaron Taylor Johnson. He has formally been offered the opportunity to play James Bond. He's 33. He's yet to officially accept the role, but he would be the seventh actor to play a British secret agent. And a recent poll suggested Idris Elba was still the public's number one choice for the role, despite being 51, old for the Bond candidate. And I suppose the thing is, you've got to think, if he's 51, he might get three films in before he's 60, possibly. Don't know, maybe. So maybe they're just going for somebody a little bit younger. Now, he was in Nocturnal Animals. I know where I've seen him. I've seen him in a film called Kick. Sounds the same word as bottom, but it's an Americanism. Nowhere Boy and Avengers Age of Ultron. Oh, yes. Yes. He's also married to a film producer. Is she a film producer? I think she is. And there's always lots of things in the paper. I've spoken about her before, actually. And there's always lots of speculation because he's with somebody who is much older than him. And her name is Sam Taylor Johnson. So he's 33 and she's 57. And they've been together for years and years and years. And they've got two children. And a lovely couple they make as well. I think it's wonderful. He's very, very handsome. She's gorgeous as well. So, yeah, there we go. Could be the new James Bond. You'll have to have a look at him online if you don't know who he is. But I've seen him in films because I like my sci-fi and he's been in a few. So that is Aaron Taylor Johnson. Could be the new James Bond. I always fancied Michael Fassbender as being the next James Bond. I thought he would have been pretty good. But I suppose they've got to make a change from, Flossie, haven't they? Daniel Craig, Flossie. And get somebody different who's going to play the role different. I mean, I like Pierce Brosnan, but then I like Roger Moore and Sean Connery. I thought they were all good. All of them have had their, how they play the role. And I like the kind of cheeky, the cheeky aspect. I think Roger Moore had that kind of one-liners and the cheeky aspect. So did Pierce Brosnan. I liked him as James Bond. Very suave. Very 90s, wasn't it? So, yeah. So there we go. So, yeah. I knew somebody once whose wife was a Bond girl who'd been in one of the films. Yeah, I know. Don't think I'd be a Bond girl. I wish they'd have more sort of average looking females in it that was kind of super agents, you know? A bit like Melissa McCarthy, you know? That kind of thing. Here's Rogue FX and Maya Camara. This is Big Time and this is Independent Music and Phoenix FM.
And your new friends, they got me running wild. Each time I open my mouth, I speak just like a giant. The fatal power of envy, it penetrates my mind. The end is inescapable. You don't need me. Tonight.
Maya Camera with Big Time. Just coming up to 10:30, listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, there's always loads to do in and around Brentwood and Billericay, so check out the website. And we've got Daily Bread Easter Afternoon Tea. Sounds delicious. Tuesday the 2nd of April at St Peter's Church, 2 to 4pm. Adults are £10 to get in. Children are 7. Booking, though, is essential. And you can contact the Daily Bread, all the details on our website, if you fancy an afternoon tea.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
I'm a little bit of nobody. Nobody knows me like you do. throne, dancing in the midnight glow. I wanna hold you for a lifetime. Oh, we know these are familiar places. Maybe we're not just strangers, you and me. We were lovers in a bar side. Oh, we
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. 5 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Yes, a lot of you were interested in my chat about. I actually put it up on Facebook about sealant. Believe it or not, I can't help it. I've got to say, you know, maybe that's the people that follow me. I don't know. A lot of you were very interested in the fact that I had been using sealant because I was proud of that moment. Now, Nicola says, if it makes you feel any better, my son did the ice bath challenge and apologised to his followers for the state of the bathroom. Really? I think she was saying it makes me feel better because I did a bad job in the bathroom sealant area. Mel said, I do wonder if that is what doing an ice... Was it? It'll do wonders if I was doing an ice bath, says Mel. I'd wonder why the hell I was sitting on ice rather than putting it in my gin tea. Which would be a good spirit. That is a good spirit. I don't like gin. No. Yeah, I don't. A lot of people are doing these ice baths. I was watching. Do you know, names are escaping me. I'm terrible lately. Have you noticed? I can see his face. Russell Brand. There we go. He does an ice bath every morning. I like Russell Brand because he's from Grays, right? But he does an ice bath every morning. And apparently that awakens his soul. I don't think I want to be doing that, to be fair. Terry said, speaking from a standpoint of being a plumber by day, get the sealant done properly or you'll chance rotting the floor and sealing beneath and causing untold amounts of damage and financial loss. And don't ever use that sticky rubber sealant that comes on a roll. You'll have a bath and shower that leaks like a sieve, guaranteed. Or do use it, then someone like me can charge you a bomb to come and fix it. Ha ha ha. Oh, very funny, Terry, very funny. Wendy said, all the way over in Canada, she said, that's something I would do. Ginny said, those chews are rubbish. I got a stick-on roll. Well, that's just been told by Terry not to use a stick-on roll as sealant around the bath. Paula said, should have bought a sealant gun. You'd be a proper pro by now. Roy, who's here on a Thursday, Roy Tyzak, who's here with 123 on a Thursday, our brand new presenter, said, well done for trying. I spent over £100 in B&Q today buying wood to custom build Penelope, my wife, a desk for her artwork in the spare room. I will go to sleep tonight dreaming of how it should look when finished tomorrow, and I will go to bed with the knowledge of how it's actually going to turn out. Oh, he's so efficient. He's so efficient, our Roy Tyzak. I just asked him if he could build me some shelves. He's not come back. Yeah, so a lot of you have had the old sealant around the bath experience. It is one of those things like tiling. How difficult can it be? I think you'll find very difficult, and get a professional to come in. I think get a professional to come in. Those are the words that you should be saying to yourself. Well, the thing is, years ago, when my dad was young, sadly not with us anymore, but, you know, back in the day, before internet, you go to the library and you get a book out and you go, how to do tiling, how to build an extension, how to dig a pond, and you would read up on it. And that's what my dad did. He wasn't a builder by trade. He worked in sort of a building industry, but he wasn't a builder. I wouldn't say he was, but he could build a brick wall because he taught himself. He could put, you know, woodwork, because people did it back then. You wouldn't get somebody to come in to do it because you'd do it yourself. DIY, build an extension, DIY. I'd love to build an extension on the back of my house and then move. I don't know why, I just want to move. I want to move to a slightly nicer area. That's all. I know I sound like a snob now, but I do. I want to move to a slightly nicer. Well, I can walk to the shop and you go, good morning. And you don't, and you say good morning without the fear of somebody probably punching you in the face. Do you know what I mean? That's the sort of area I'd like to live in. Wait, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning. Not, yeah, what are you looking at? Not that I say that to people. I say that to people. Let's have a little bit of the four tops, shall we? I don't know why I'm talking. My voice is very posh today. Some days it's very cockney, other days it's very posh. It moves between. Let's play a little classic. Here is Four Tops, I Can't Help Myself.
Come and you
Loving that song, absolutely love that Ariana Grande, and that is Yes. And let's get some traffic.
Phoenix FM travel news.
We don't want any traffic, we just want to get traffic and travel, Michelle. Brook Street roundabout is looking fine. A1023, no issues. Even around Wilson's Corner, it's not too busy. Temporary traffic signals on the A128 Ongar Road between Windsor Road and Coasted Manor Road. Up on the so look there, I think partially closed actually on, as you go past Frog Street on the A128, that section from Bentley to Crown Road is shut. So Crown Road's open, but Moore Street is open, but the road that's going in between that this bit of the A128 is closed by the looks of it. There will be diversions in operation. A12 is running fine, can't see any problems there besides the roadworks, which are between Junction 13 and 16, and 40 mile an hour speed restrictions while they do the much needed repairs. When I was there last week driving past, they had actually shut off the turn off for Chelmsford, and you had to go down to the next one for Gallywood. It's not saying if that's still the same, it might be or it might not, but just be aware there's loads of signage there to get you back on the way to Chelmsford. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout to the M25 and down towards Lakeside, it's clear. More traffic and travel in an hour. Now, we might be up in sunny Yorkshire. Is it? Our year's up, isn't it? Yorkshire's up, not down, up. Yeah, I've been up there for ages. I must pop up there. I like Leeds. It's very nice. It's you've got the university, haven't you, at Leeds? But it's lovely Leeds. Got some lovely shops that I can't afford to shop in. I think they've got a Harvey Nicks there. And I think I went there one year. This is years ago, probably about 15 years ago. I went there at Christmas. And it might be longer than that. And all the decorations were amazing. Do you know what I've been spending my time watching? You know I do love food, obviously, because I'm a big fat pig at the moment. But I can't stop eating. But I've watched quite a few people go to places like Claridge's and, you know, like the Ritz and the afternoon teas. And I think they're really extortionate. I mean, you've got lovely surroundings, but you've got a couple of sandwiches. I'm not really that. I mean, I don't mind a cake. You know, I don't mind a cake. I prefer savoury to sweet. So I'd rather have some really nice sandwiches and unusual kind of things, you know. No crusts, obviously. But some of these afternoon teas, they've got a lot of cakes that you just can't possibly eat them all because there's too many. Because I just would like a scone with some scone. With some clotted cream and jam. But some of these things got so many like individual cakes, you can't eat them. You get a nice pot of tea and a glass of champagne. Again, I'm not bothered. I don't like Prosecco, really, and I don't like champagne. Unless it's Tattinger. There are other brands available. But I don't know why I whispered that. But afternoon tea, and then you're sat in a really nice place having an afternoon tea, and it's about £95. £95! I know I nearly choked on a sandwich myself. And the sandwiches didn't look in Claridge's. I mean, they're didn't look that fantastic. And I think at the Ritz as well, it's a little bit more of an experience. I've got tablecloths in it. But £95. I like it when they come out with the, you know, the thing with all the, you know, first of all, you want to bring out the sandwiches. You don't want to bring out the sandwiches and the cakes because you want to eat the sandwiches and then you bring out the little cakes. Not all the same time, otherwise it's too overwhelming. And it's a bit sickly, you know. It's a bit sickly to have too many cakes. I don't know, where's a nice place to, there must be loads of places in Essex to have an afternoon tea. That doesn't cost £95. I mean, I would think maybe about £30. But then just don't remember, you're having tea, a glass of champagne. Right, tea costs about 2p or even a penny a cup. Champagne, if you've got a bottle, how many glasses? About 6. So maybe Prosecco. So you're probably going to charge about, that's worth about maybe £2. So that's £3. Then you've got the sandwiches and the bread. That can't be that much. And then some nice little cakes. So you've got to make, even if you do it for £35, you've got to make a huge amount of profit. You've got to make at least, you know, £25 profit on that. I know you've got your overheads and things like that. Tell me where there's a nice place to have afternoon tea in Essex. I fancy that. I fancy an afternoon tea. Not now. I'm a bit Not today. I've got Tuesday Club. What's Tuesday Club?
I don't want to cry.
Tell you about it. It is J Cass. Bajinda interviewed them last week, and this is Brianna Marin. Can I Live? Interview is up online. Check it out. All the W's. PhoenixFM.com.
When you try to do your own, I guess that's the way it goes. Can I live?
Listen, yo, 10 toes down, wearing my crown. Hearing that sound, you know who it is. As I navigate streets, my drip so neat. I'm so unique, you know who it is. I'm Chef City's finest. Bars like the Midas, call me your highness. You know where the shine is. I'm booked on game, but bring pain. Injecting out your system, a brand new strain. Man's got fire, man's got flames. Yesterday is gone, today I'm not the same. They tried to put me down, so then I made a raise. And raised me sent up from cradle to grave. Listen. Work smart, play hard, doing my thing. Listen. Tech charge, text hard, busting my sling. Watch. David bust Goliath, you know. And then Goliath fell. You know. I guess it's just the way that it goes down, and that is hell. Listen.
I don't wanna cry no more. Tired of loving, seeing on my TV screen.
Flowing, I keep my mind right, my ideas never falling. Making dreams real, you can feel me and JKS. Bringing the best so quick, so fast, as you know this mind's fresh. São mais de mil vontades, mais de mil capacidades. Realidades mil, que real são mais de mil atividades. Planto ideias novas, vejo hoje flores desabrochar. Um novo dia nunca deixa de buscar o seu luar. Mundo é belo, é bailarina, gira com magia. Gia, eu virei, eu passo, então criei o tal patinha tinha. Fortaleci-me, disse, muito I am on beat B. Fui guilhotina, fast game, santo chegar um fim. Vim agora com a revolta, dei a volta à cruz. Disse, mui a nica, que esse winner sai que eu logo puxo. Luz, sangue na caneta vindo das artérias. Eu tô no reinventa.
I don't wanna cry no more. Tired of what I've been seeing on my TV screen. Wanna get fly, live more. I don't wanna do the world, won't let me. Guess that's the way it goes. When you try to do your own thing, I guess that's the way it goes.
Listen.
Can I live?
Look, hey yo, no more tears, bun them fears. It takes years to get where we is. Man's on graft, man's on grizzle. Man's don't wanna be Malcolm in middle. Talk about stuck between a rock and a hard place. I'm just trying to live life blessed in a calm space. We don't wanna live that life in an arms race. Gotta keep my focus right out of harm's way. Sway to left, sway to right. When opened up eyes, I could see more light. Things became lightened, the life more enlightening. See the world for what it is, a lot less frightening. Love's more exciting, hell's more enticing. Rolling with the punches, a lot like Tyson. Biting off ears that don't hear. I guess I'll have to leave the track. Years nodding.
I don't wanna cry no more. Tired of what I've been seeing on my TV screen. Wanna get fly, live more. Wanna do the world, won't let me. Guess that's the way it goes. When you try to do your own thing, I guess that's the way it goes. Can I live? Can I live?
You're the only one who sees, puts my mind at ease. You're the only one who knows, points me back home. Each day when I've had enough, it all becomes too much. You're the only one I need. You're my diamond in the rough. When I lose my way, you're the first time.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
I love local radio. It's like spending time with a friend.
This is Phoenix FM. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay.